In the popular imagination, Asian Americans inhabit a vague purgatorial status, not white enough nor black enough, distrusted by African Americans, ignored by whites, unless we're being used by whites to keep the black man down. We are the carpenter ants of the service industry, the apparatchiks of the corporate world. We are the math-crunching middle managers who keep the corporate wheels greased, but who never get promoted since we don't have the right face for leadership. We have a content problem. They think we have no inner resources. But while I may look impassive, I am frantically paddling my feet underwater, always overcompensating to hide my devouring feelings of inadequacy. There's a ton of literature on the self-hating Jew and the self-hating African American, but not enough has been said about the self-hating Asian. Racial self-hatred is seeing yourself the way whites see you, which turns you into your own worst enemy. Your only defense is to be hard on yourself, which becomes compulsive, and therefore a comfort to peck yourself to death. You don't like how you look, how you sound. You think your Asian features are undefined, like God started pinching out your features and then abandoned you. You hate that there are so many Asians in the room. Who let in all the Asians? You rant in your head. Instead of solidarity, you feel that you are less than around other Asians. The boundaries of yourself no longer distinct, but congealed into a horde. I like to think that the self-hating Asian is on its way out with my generation. But this also depends on where I am. At Sarah Lawrence, where I taught, I had students who were fierce, empowered, and politically engaged and brilliant. And I thought, thank God, this is the Asian 2.0 we need. Asian women ready to holler. And then I visited a classroom at some other university, and it was the Asian women who didn't talk, who sat there meekly like mice with nice hair, making me want to urge, you need to talk, or they'll walk all over you.